For the second time this week, lawmakers have asked tough questions about the level of President Musharraf's commitment to the fight against al-Qaeda and other extremists using Pakistan as a refuge. During questioning of Richard Boucher, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asia, members of the House Subcommittee on National Security and Foreign Affairs wanted to know what has come of U.S. pressure on President Musharraf. The tone was reflected in this comment by Jim Cooper, a Democrat from Tennessee.
I asked myself, is there anything else they could do to harbor an international bad guy? And yet they're still listed as a strong ally of our country. And we're still, as my colleague from Tennessee pointed out, giving them extraordinary amounts of aid, both military and domestic.
Throughout the hearing, Assistant Secretary Boucher cited Pakistan's cooperation in the fight against extremist forces, noting that it had captured more al-Qaeda members than any country in the world. He answered this way when asked by several lawmakers why, as the latest U.S. intelligence reports indicate, the tribal region of Waziristan near the Afghan border remains a haven for al-Qaeda and Taliban elements, despite promises by Pakistan to oust militants based there.
The agreements in Waziristan didn't work. There was an influx of al-Qaeda. They found more freedom of movement when the checkpoints were removed, and they've been able to reorganize themselves to some extent in that area. And that's a current threat, and that's an important threat to all of us, to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and to our homeland. And we need to deal with it. We need to deal with it working with the Pakistanis.
That comment echoed the assessment of intelligence officials who testified before Congress the previous day. John Kringen, Director of Intelligence at the CIA, and Robert Cardillo of the Defense Intelligence Agency appeared before a House committee.
The peace deal in Waziristan has not been helpful in terms of the anti-terrorist effort.
We would agree that there are conditions that have come on the backside of that agreement that have made it more difficult for us to achieve objectives.
Despite President Musharraf's speech Thursday, in which he pledged an all-out fight against extremists in Pakistan, Democrats and Republicans in Congress continue to question his commitment. John Turney is chairman of the committee.
The Red Mosque is merely a stark symbol of a deeper, more pervasive problem in Pakistan, where there are far more jihadists, extremist madrasas, al-Qaeda operatives, Taliban safe havens, and international terrorist training camps than Pakistani government officials are willing to admit.
Republican Christopher Shays refers to questions about, in his words, the will and inclination of President Musharraf.
President Musharraf may be turning a blind eye towards the growing ranks of Taliban and al-Qaeda in Pakistan, lacking the ability or will to crack down on terrorist training camps in western Pakistan and stopping the proliferation of jihadists moving across the Pakistan-Afghan border and attacks on coalition forces and Afghan civilians.
In his testimony Thursday, Richard Boucher said the U.S. remains confident that President Musharraf will abide by his words and actions in opposing the presence of al-Qaeda. In his national address Thursday, President Musharraf announced stepped-up military operations along the border with Afghanistan, saying he's determined to root out extremism and terrorism throughout the country. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.